Welcome to Pecker Talk.
Everyone's like, this is not what I thought I got myself into. I'm like, yep. The old bait and switch.
Yeah. The old bait and switch.
Yep. Pecker Talk. Okay. Yeah. Then you're like, oh.
No filter, just chaos. This is the Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
We loved you. We loved you. Only in the Midwest we can get to 90 and then, you know, then drop 20 degrees.
Right.
It's crazy. It's like Mother Nature is
having hot flashes.
Yeah, she's having
going
hot
through
flashes.
The, going through the change.
I mean, spring kind of is going through the change.
Uh-huh. I just think it's so bananas because, you know, last week the kids and I went to Omaha for spring break and it was 10 degrees and we were driving through a blizzard. And then when we were driving home, it was beating sun and 90 degrees. That's like, crazy. My God, like, wow. Like the air conditioner is just roaring while uh-huh. the heater and the defrost was. And I'm driving in this 90 degree weather. And the thing that's the funniest to me is if I walk up to my car, it's covered in salt.
Is it covered in salt from Omaha?
Covered in salt from okay. from Omaha, like from driving on 80 because they had to, because it was so icy. So it's just like roads. Caked with salt and yet it's 90 degrees outside.
It's crazy. I don't know what else to do about it, but all right. So here's the numbers in bpscrasher@gmail.com. Also party line. We got a couple trends we're going to get to here in a little bit. We also have Nate Bargatze tickets. In about 10 minutes, we're going to give you that that keyword. You know what to do. Just take it over to bigpartyshow.com. A lot of people are listening. A lot of people are entering. Enter. But let's start with some motivation for Friday. By the way, happy belated birthday to Nate Bargatze. His birthday was on Wednesday.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, how about that? Happy birthday, Nate. Yeah.
And by the way,
your best friends in the world, the Big Party Show.
I've looked around to see if there's any other stations or anyone else in Omaha giving away tickets. Molly, we're the only ones as of right now. That's crazy. We're the only ones. That's how much they like us. Nate tells me he loves me all the time.
I bet. Sends you text messages. Just wanted to check in, best friend.
I'd love to hang out with that dude. All right. You have hot tuna sandwich.
That's the only one left.
There we go. Let's
rise and shine, you sassy little spark plug. Don't just start the day. Ignite it. Remember to be your best self, and don't worry about sticking out like a sore thumb. Is lightning afraid to stand out in the night sky? Hell no. It knows it's beautiful and powerful, and it doesn't care who sees. So go be your spark, go be the lightning, and go dominate this fine day.
Dominate.
Bring
dominate.
It.
Dominate. There you go.
Strong way to head into the weekend.
I hear you. March Madness is it's going to be a great weekend. And then baseball just started. Are you a baseball widow yet? Because that just kicked off Thursday, didn't it?
Thursday, opening day in Chicago. Peter was already complaining. I was like, no. Really? It's been 2 seconds. He's like, I don't understand how we are playing. I think Chicago played the Dodgers.
Okay.
The LA Dodgers. And he's like, why are they opening in Chicago? Like, it's freezing here and it's fine in LA. Like, why? I was like, well, wouldn't you take that as a, like, one over? I mean, wouldn't that give us the advantage, the home advantage? Because, like, LA is going to be precious little tater tots and not used to chilly weather.
Yeah.
You've got, like, these seasoned, you know, like, Midwesterners.
You know what he's doing? He's thinking of the players on your side. That's what he's doing because I would do the same thing. I'm like, be cold when they get here. Well, college baseball, they don't play like Nebraska and UNO won't play here in the Midwest, Nebraska, until it gets warmer out.
Yeah.
You know, they spend a good deal of the beginning of the season out where it's warm. You can believe that. You can't trust
the Midwest. We just talked about the fact that there was a blizzard and then it was 90 degrees. You can't play baseball when you don't have any idea what the weather's gonna be like.
God,
fine, keep it in the Sun Belt. Like, okay, good for them.
It was, you know, so warm out. So we're just doing like lawn work and stuff and trying to get all caught up, you know. And so it's kind of weird. You'd like rush, but it's so hot. My neighbor across the street, he came out and he likes to walk around the block, him and his wife, you know, and he's just a fitness dude.
A little power walking.
Yeah, he's a power walker, you know. he pointed up and he goes, "Hey, do you know you have a woodpecker up on your tree?"
No.
And I'm like, "What? We do?" Because we had a tree in the backyard that had always babies and woodpecker families all the time. We love woodpeckers. And it's just, I look up there, Molly, and there's a perfect circle. This thing has been pecking along so long that he can get in there. Mm-hmm. And so me, and then my other neighbor, he was walking by, and I was telling Wileen about it because she loves birds like that.
Yeah.
And I told him like I knew something. I said, "Yeah, that means this tree has to go because the other tree we had, we had to get rid of it because it was sick. And then I think the woodpeckers, that's what they do. They pick on it and get the bugs." And then I went and looked it up, and I was lying.
And I was full of it based on just what I made up in my head. I'm not a bird person. I have no idea what I'm talking about. This is what I would warn you.
What?
Pray it doesn't find your house.
I've heard of that. I've actually looked up some facts.
We had that at my mom's house.
Uh-huh.
And it was outside my bedroom. And it's so loud when they're like on your siding. And then once they're like a dog with a bone. Once they find that, they keep coming back. You're like, "No," like you try to cover it up and it's like, "No, I will find my way back in." Like they're like raccoons.
They're looking for bugs. They're absolutely amazing creatures. Cause then I looked some stuff up, Molly, cause I had to educate myself a little bit more and I was
skulls.
Like, "Give me some fun facts on woodpeckers." And because when I was looking at him, he turned around his head, mm-hmm. like all the way around to the back. He was staring out the back of his head. It was the most bizarre move. I'm like, "Geez," really? Like he was possessed.
Oh,
you know
weird.
How like in a movie they were possessed
and spin their head around.
Yeah, that's what he did. I'm like, "God, I wish we had that kind of ability. We can always walk." I mean, can you imagine that while you're walking, you can walk and turn around and not stop walking. Just your head goes around.
Creepy. I don't want to do that. I got enough going on. I'll just turn. Thanks.
All right. So woodpeckers can peck up to 20 times per second. How crazy are these birds? There's not many birds like this, Molly.
They're
strange.
Unique.
I looked up after that, was looking up weird birds. And when I looked that up, it was giving me weird birds that was related to a woodpecker in some way.
Like a hummingbird?
No, the hummingbird wasn't on it. It's just a different type of woodpecker. Like it's kind of in the woodpecker family. Like there's one, I couldn't tell you where, it's like a Galapagos or whatever. There's a woodpecker out there that drinks blood. It's like a vampire. So it attacks these dodo birds.
Oh, God.
Is that what they're called? Or boobies. I think they're boobies. They attack these booby birds and drink their milk, their blood like a vampire. How bizarre is that? Mm. All right. So here, they can do that 20 times per second without getting brain damage because their brain is so tiny. Their skulls have a special structure that their brains fit tightly inside. So it's like a shock absorber.
That's the one thing that I did know about them was that they have specially shaped skulls, because what's interesting is for football, when they were coming up with those helmets, you know, for when you get hit, one of the things that they considered was like, how does a woodpecker not get brain damage with all that, like, all that movement and all that volatility. And so they looked at that as a way of like, how can we basically mimic that for football players?
God, that would be tough because we have so much space in between our brain, you know, that's what it is. It's just rattling. But
they were
thing
looking
is
for
like,
something for the helmets, you know, those crash helmet that you remember how they made so many strides in football helmets to absorb shock. Part of the way that they found that was checking out woodpeckers' heads.
Wow. I mean, they're interesting birds. All right. So also ready for this. Woodpecker's tongue.
long and thin.
It is longer than its beak and can even wrap around its skull. I want to catch one.
Pull its tongue.
Yes.
Pulling and pulling.
And then their
toes. It's got to go into that little hole and get the bugs. So yeah. It's got to like have this like super stealth tongue.
It just amazes. I mean, I was looking up there and he was going all the way in, Molly, and It's a perfect circle that this animal, this bird is able to just peck away. I don't even know how long, I guess 20 times per second, you can just peck, peck, peck. And then they have two toes facing forward and two backward. So, yeah. So now they're basically a tripod is what they are. So there you go. There's fun facts on woodpecker. Welcome to Pecker Talk.
Everyone's like, this is not what I thought I got myself into. I'm like, yep. The old bait and switch.
Yeah. The old bait and switch.
Yep. Pecker Talk. Okay. Then you're like, oh. I didn't realize I was having pecker talk with my grandfather. He's like, I saw another bird in the front yard. You're like, oh, boy.
Today's episode is brought to you by Molly's Rock Collection Club. Why stress about life when you could just pick up rocks? Join Molly as she wanders around with one plan, finding small, completely necessary treasures and acting like she just discovered gold. Each month, you'll receive one smooth rock, one slightly less smooth rock, and a reminder that none of this matters. No goals, no pressure, just vibes, and pockets that are way too heavy. Upgrade to premium, and Molly will personally say, ooh, this one's kind of cool. Molly's Rock Collection Club, because sometimes doing nothing is everything. Totally real sponsor, obviously. Now back to the Big Party Show.
It is weird doing, looking at birds. Wiley loves birds so much. Mm-hmm. She feeds them and everything like that. And then we were at Walmart and it was my niece's. She turned three and we're trying to find something crafty. And so we're walking by and on the end cap, there was like a kit to make a birdhouse.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's flat. You just put it together and then you paint it. It has all the paint and all that stuff. We grab it and throw it in a cart. And as we're starting to walk, I'm looking at Wyleen and I can see it. I can see the want.
She's like, I don't know if this is going to make it as a gift. This might just get, you're like, why don't we get two?
Yes, that's what happened.
Otherwise, this one will never leave the house. Best intentions. If you go to Platt State Park, which is like one of my favorite places to go. They've got great cabins. If you're looking for a good staycation, it's so, and they've put so much into it. They've built some really nice, like bigger cabins where like multi-families can stay, but they've got this craft shack. And I'm telling you, I think I spent $5 million at the craft shack. I kid you not. Because they've
what
got
do you buy there. You like just crafty
everything,
stuff.
Everything. So they've got birdhouses. That's why I bring it up. They've got birdhouses that you can paint. But one of my favorite things, and I still have stuff from when I was a kid. You can carve leather.
Oh wow!
So they've got like keychains and bracelets, and if you really want to go all in, you can do a belt. And then they've got all these metal pieces where it's like these presses. So you hold the stick and then you hammer it and it creates an indentation in the leather and then you can paint it.
Oh,
so
wow.
So you can like do these beautiful designs. Like I have one that I made for my mom and it says mom on it and I painted it and it's this leather fob for her keychain.
Okay.
And then I still have this leather bracelet that I made when I was a kid. It says Molly and it's got flowers on it.
Oh.
And so like the kids made a bunch of stuff like they I mean, honestly, I was like, take my wallet. Sky's the limit. Whatever anybody wants. Right. You get a leather wallet and you get I was like, I'm sure they'd look at me and they're like a sucker born every minute. I was like, This is such nostalgia. I have so many wonderful memories of the craft shack at Platt State Park that when we found out that it still exists. And it's not that expensive. It's still like state park prices. It's nice. God,
You gave me, I mean, I've been to those parks before and I've stayed at those parks in those cabins. They're really nice. And you just, you just solved a dilemma that I was dealing with for the last 6 months for me.
What?
Wylene wants to take the girls, the dogs, to Colorado, right? And I'm kind of like, you know, they haven't been in that environment. This could be bad. And then when you said that, I'm like, that's like going to Colorado.
Yeah, training wheels.
There's tons of great trails there. Mm-hmm. We can walk the trails. They can get used to that kind of stuff because they love squirrels and stuff like that. So I'm going to suggest that. A little staycation, people.
Oh, it'd be great.
Look at that. Yeah, that is an awesome idea.
There's like this there's this cluster. Like everybody's got a cluster. And they had this one where it was Wild Strawberry, right? That was the name of this cluster. And it's like Wild Strawberry Cabin 1, 2, whatever.
Okay.
So growing up, we would have Kavanaugh vacations where it was all of us, all of the cousins, all of the aunts and uncles, and we would take over an entire section. And
how
so
fun.
That was the thing, is that they'd take us down to the craft shack because you had like 75 kids. You're like, how do we keep them busy on a rainy day, you know, while we're staying there? And I mean, I can't even imagine how much it must have cost my parents and my aunts and uncles. Because, I mean, seriously, there were like 18 of us, you know, and you're paying for 18 keychains, 18. And then they have like ceramics that you can paint. So like I remember they had a mallard and you could sit there and you could paint the duck.
Don't they have like a bow and arrow place? Like, I wonder if they do. I'm sure they do now for the Boy Scouts, Cub Scouts, all that stuff.
Maybe.
Girl Scouts,
they have horseback riding.
Okay.
You can climb the tower. That was the big one.
Oh, that's a big tower too. Mm-hmm. I love that tower. It's a climb. I mean, if you're not, don't do it if you're out of shape and it's hot out, because you could die. There.
I've got a great picture of the kids. So we stayed there once. My sister Anne, my nephew Conroy, the kids and I, we got a cabin and we stayed. And the kids, we climbed the tower. And there's a picture of Declan and Mara at the top. And have you ever seen that picture? It's called American Gothic, where it's that farmer standing with the pitchfork.
Yes, yeah.
And his wife, and they both look really serious.
Did you reenact that?
It just happened. Like, I was like, get together. Like, I want to get a picture of you at the top of the... And they were both just so exhausted and also so annoyed that they had to pose for a picture that I call it Midwest Gothic, on account of the fact that they look just like that, because he's taller than she is. And they're both standing there and they're like, for real?
That's awesome.
I'll show you the photo. It's really funny.
Hey, before we get to the keyword to win Nate tickets, Party Crasher Kristen, she took it because there's a we have merch right at bigpartyshow.com. And she at the bottom of that, and you can also just message us or text us, whatever you want. But she put together a shirt. She made a Party Crasher shirt.
So cool.
Yeah. And I'm like, you know, she was kind of killing time. I hope she's, you know, feeling better and stuff like that. But she loves the podcast and we love her, of course. So here it is. I went ahead and put it in on our store. All right. And so if you have any merch ideas and stuff like that, we will put it on the store. So this is what it is. If you can't see it, you're not watching, obviously. But it's super cool. I mean, I'm looking at it. I'm blown away by it. So basically, if you're going to go buy some merch right now, everything's 10% off. And it's not expensive stuff. For the 1 year anniversary, this one's in there as well. Now
I'm ordering one. I love it. I
think
it's so cool. And it like captures so much. For people who are listening and not watching, it's basically a design on the back of the shirt that has the big Party Show logo on it. But then it's this like maze of different words that you think of when you listen to the show. Party Crasher, Remy and Tequila, Do Yourself Good. I mean, there's so many, and it's all like woven together in this really cool graphic design. Like, I am getting one.
Yeah.
I just have to wait because I want to order at the same time as I order Ask Me About My Fish.
Yeah, because I'm that'll be up as well.
I don't want to make multiple orders. I want to consolidate my orders. I've got a lot of people asking about the Ask Me About My Fish.
Yeah. That'll be up too this weekend as well. So yeah, if you're going to go shopping, go shopping. And I am working on some fun other stuff. Wylene keeps throwing some things at me about dogs, right? And I'm like, Molly and I got to work together on this a little bit because I can't just have all dog stuff.
No.
Now we're just going to have all pet stuff. And plus I want to get, because I got requests for this myself, a little shirt for a little kid.
Yeah.
It's going to be a party crasher shirts for them, or baby party or something, you know, but yeah, thanks for all your support and everything.
Oh, I think
that
kids should wear party crasher t-shirts. Yes. Kids are party crashers. They're the ones that like show up at parties. You're like, I thought we said no kids. You're like, surprise, party crashing. Kids are the OG party crasher.
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
I should get some of those for my nieces and nephews and my cousins. That would be really funny. Let's get a big picture together, you party crashers.
Yeah, then there's employee of the month. There's all kinds of shirt. Ask me about my cat. Just go there and shop. And there's all different kinds of colors too, by the way. If you want pink, we have pink and a lot of that stuff. All right. So let's give the keyword, Molly. Go ahead for Nathan. Just take it to bigpartyshow.com.
Today's keyword is funny. Is very funny. Funny. F-U-N-N-Y. Funny.
Yeah.
And you're going to be agreeing. There's lots of funny if you go see Nate. I mean, that is... Do some pre-gaming, man. Watch some of his specials that are on like Amazon and Netflix. My God. We just watch them sometimes as a family. Like the kids love stand-up and it's nice to be able to find stand-up that everybody can watch.
Sure.
Without it being like kiddie. And Nate is one of those comedians where it's like you can watch it and even if it gets a little blue, like it's never something where you're like, cover your ears, children.
Never.
The
it's
kids
never
love
like that.
Him and they love his voice. He's fantastic.
He is. My go-tos are, who's the guy that you just saw?
Jim Gaffigan's another one.
That's our go-to. I mean, and you know, with things in the way they are now, it's tough for people to, it's hard to escape. And I've always believed before you go to sleep, if you watch something funny, it doesn't have to be a comedy stand-up. It could just be something funny. Before you go to sleep, you'll wake up with a different mood.
That's
nine out of ten times.
I've never thought about that.
Yeah, that's what I used to do when I was having a hard time at my other previous job.
Previous employment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was so taxing on me that I just got in the habit. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to watch something funny, go to bed, and then I'll wake up with a different attitude. And it works. On me, at least it does. So I go with Joe Coy, Gaffigan. There's just a ton of them. Bill Burr.
Joe Coy is not family friendly, though.
No, he's not.
I was going to say, just to clarify, if everyone's like, let me take down a list of stuff I can watch with my kids. Do not put on Joe Coy. The kids go to bed.
Yeah, he does some PG stuff.
You got to get through some knots. Yes. Like, even I get like, my God. Like,
the last
even
time
I
saw him, there was a kid. There's a kid and it was only one kid. And oh my God, the whole show was about that kid. It was the funniest show. I was in tears. What happened was while he was on tour, Netflix, he was doing that show that was on Netflix.
Okay.
So basically Netflix dropped that show, right?
While he's touring?
While he's touring that show. So it screwed him up. He's like, when am I just going to repeat everything you just saw? Yeah. So he had to punt. And God, he swiveled and everything so good. I was in tears. And all I could think is that this show right here should be on Netflix. It was that good. But cool. Yeah, comedy. It's all good. For sure. What do we have here, Molly? You have, everyone's like moving to the Midwest now or.
Yeah, there's this huge push. They've come out with all these numbers of cities that are losing populations and cities that are gaining populations. One of the big ones is Cleveland and Indianapolis.
Oh, really? They're coming.
And there
here,
was this huge article like 2 days ago in the Atlantic about the fact that everyone's flying to what used to be called the flyover states.
Yes.
And that now is becoming where, because of the cost of living, on account of the fact that you can better opportunity for jobs. You can finally get like a 2 or 3 bedroom home for $300,000, which a lot of cities, you can't do that.
That's true. That is
so they were
true.
Talking about the fact that people are starting to kick the tires, and like they were, they said that Zillow, you know, cause that's the housingzillow.com. You can go just house scroll and fantasize about living somewhere else and something else.
So many people do that.
It's like cheating on your house.
Yeah.
Your house is like, have you been looking at Zillow? You're like, no, baby, it was just a one-time thing. I thought I peed the cookies. You're like, well, you didn't. And I saw you checking out that bungalow in Dayton. You're
people
like,
are just locked in on those websites. It is pretty funny.
So they were talking about the Zillow searches, and it's stuff like Rockford, Illinois, Dearborn, Michigan. These are like the top cities that people are like fantasy scrolling for Zillow. Like checking out houses.
And Omaha is one of them, you're saying? Or
no, they didn't have. I mean, I'm just saying the Midwest in general is just.
Okay, I get it.
What it is. But it's also the question of what's the Midwest?
Yes.
You know, we consider ourselves the Midwest, but like Ohio considers themselves the Midwest.
Sure.
So we would consider that maybe Mideast.
Yeah, I would actually. And I love the Midwest. I mean, obviously we can live anywhere we want. And then when the weather's, because I don't like the cold or the winter, I don't like snow. But I also live in a warm house. So there's that. Yeah. So I've always, you know, everyone's always saying, why are you here? You know, why am I here? And stuff like that. The beauty in my mind about the Midwest is that when it does get cold and snowy, then you're stuck inside. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing wrong with that because now you got to eat some food and watch TV. And then when the other weather temperatures and seasons come, then you can go outside. But inside, outside, spring, same thing with kind of fall. And then summer, it's inside, outside because it gets hot. Mm-hmm. And so yeah, I don't know what it is, but I still live here. And
I love the seasons. I mean, I really do. And
yes.
I love the fact that I saw something recently where they're like, winter is meant to be a human reset.
Yeah,
like,
sure.
It's almost like it's part of the natural cycle, you know, where spring's everything, where it like comes awake, and then summer's like you're off to the races, and then fall's like starting to cool down. You're starting to sort of do stuff, but kind of get ready, tucking in for the winter. Winter is meant to be this like storage for yourself.
Yeah.
You're meant to like go ahead and do things like eat food and hang out. There's a reason that, you know, animals hibernate. Like it's meant to be the natural reset, but we all plow through it. I think part of it is December.
Sure.
December's a marathon all the way up from Thanksgiving to New Year's Day. It's breakneck. And then January, to me, I forgot this about myself. I don't go out in January.
You don't? You don't leave the house really much?
No.
Okay, I don't either. I mean, I'm not going out unless I'm forced to go out and forage for food.
Yeah.
You know.
But I don't go out. And so I saw one of my girlfriends recently. We met up for lunch. And I was like, God, I feel like it's been forever since I saw you. She's like, well, I know you don't go out in January, so God, I didn't reach out. And I was like, what? She's like, no, you don't go out in January. And I was like, wow. She's like, oh, yeah, that's like an established thing. Like,
everyone
I've
knows.
Known you for over a decade. You don't go
funny.
Out. I was like, oh, you do know me. Like, I was like, you know me better than myself. Like, I clear the calendar. Like, I am done after the holidays. I am done.
The seasons help. I mean, and it just changes. I lived in Florida for like 2.5, 3 years.
So hot.
No, it wasn't bad. I was in the
this
kind
time
of the panhandle.
Of year, into the summer?
No. Well, that you're talking about down further. I was more in the panhandle, the Gulf. Okay. It was in Destin. Sure, it gets hot like here, but, you know, the weather's relatively good. But the thing is that I noticed when I was there is that when you live there and you move there, you go to the beach all the time and hang out. But after a few years and stuff like that, you kind of take it for granted, and then you just never go back to the beach, really, because it's there. And then when you leave, you're like, I wish I would have done that more often. So that's what gives us the change up is those four seasons. Those stinking four seasons. And you know what?
Has your allergies been killing you yet?
No. Wylene's, yes. People were asking about, and I'll give a full report here because the pollen is kind of pretty bad right now. Mm. I don't have nose hairs. So everyone wants to know is my allergies or if I'm going to assume or get allergies or all that other stuff. And I haven't had anything. The only thing I've had, I had my nose hairs removed via wax about 3 weeks ago. And they're starting to grow back. I looked at it today. But I noticed my nose will run. Like I'll be sitting there and then I'll feel something. And it had run down my lip and down the side by then.
Gross. It's not exactly a ringing endorsement for waxing. You're like, and then you get snot all over your face.
But everybody became experts, Molly. Everyone's like, oh, you're not supposed to be doing that because that's what keeps the pollen and all that stuff out. Hmm. And I want to just return and go, well, you should have seen them.
You're like, it was bad. There has to be an in-between.
There is. That's why you use the clippers.
Yeah.
I would never have gotten that done if Carly wasn't going to the school, you know, and doing all that stuff. Otherwise, I wouldn't even have thought twice about it.
I had my butt kicked yesterday.
Your butt waxed. What'd you do yesterday?
Opened up the windows in the house. I was like, let's just, you know, I house burped.
Okay.
Because that's that thing where you just like go ahead and air it out. And it's been, you know, relatively cold here in Chicago. And while it was nice, we were in Omaha.
Uh-huh.
And then we got back and it was like snowy and whatever. So yesterday was kind of a day where you're like, let's go ahead and open up the windows, open up the back door, just get a cross breeze going. Pollen Central. I was like, hello, are you guys ready for dinner? So stupid. It's like time to get the Kleenex out. I was like, why? So fat. Because everything's budding.
Yes. Everything,
I mean, and I
just don't know how to do it anymore. Like Bill Ramby, he's one of our, if you're not here, he's one of our weather guys on the local station. I'm sitting there watching the weather with, I know we sound like a bunch of old people now. You're
like, I'm watching the weather. I'm burping my mouth. Bird. I saw a bird, did some research. Lady's like, I got to redo the back of that shirt. Like, soft foods only. Go to bed early. I hurt my hip.
Kristen, if you're listening, that's your next project.
No.
She's making her own gear. It's made by Kristen. But anyway, he had said, because our weather's nice. I mean, the weather here is like, it's not Nebraska weather. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. But he had said, do not plant yet because there's a freeze coming in a few days, right? It's going to hit 29 degrees. Well, it was so nice yesterday. And this happens every year with Wylene. She gets so antsy that she gets the plants and then all of a sudden she wants to plant. She planted them because I said, look, I don't know if it's going to happen because it's going to hit like 29. And then the next day it's going to be, you know, like 80 degrees again. Mm-hmm. So the thing is that as we're out there, everything is growing. Mm-hmm. All the plants are regrowing already because of this weather. My question was, what happens to those that are they just going to die now in the freeze? I mean,
my daughter and I were talking about it. Mara and I were talking about it just the other day because I was like, you know, these flowers that people plant or what are coming up. I mean, it's supposed to be snowy. She's like, well, what happens? Do the buds regrow if they freeze off? And I was like, I don't know.
I don't know. We're going to find out because
I'm not old enough to know stuff like that. I haven't hit that point in life where I'm like, yeah. If they'll come back. I'm like, nope. Stuff and things.
We're there, Molly. You can be in denial. We just did a whole podcast on grand people or what grand people talk about, whatever. So
you brought that stuff up. No. Don't pull me down, you little crab in a bucket. You're like, come on down to my side.
We only have a few more months till I'm a granddad. It's kind of nuts. I had to Wylene had to count down the months because Oliver and Madison, they're getting everything ready in their apartment. And so they're cleaning and doing all this stuff. And they got the baby room all put together.
Wow.
And all this stuff. And then they laughed because they're so excited. And then I was talking to Wylene. I'm like, God, they are really just antsy. They got like 8 months to go. And then she's like, no, they got like less than four.
I was say 8 months. What is she at? Just eating an elephant calf? I mean, babies don't take that long.
I didn't even think
she's
about it.
She's been pregnant for a couple months now. And then eight more. You're like, dang.
Yeah.
I hope not.
Yeah. So I got to make sure I get
its own crib inside of her belly. Yeah. 4 months.
4 months. Yes. And then it's all going to happen. I don't know what's going to happen, but it's going to happen. I'm going to get her a little big party crasher shirt to wear. Aww. For sure. Wylene's like, oh, you're going to love this baby so much when it comes. I don't have a child. I've never had a child. I don't even know what it's like. There was a time when I would ask people if you're having a baby, if I can come into the room and watch, because I just feel like that's one of those things I'll never see in
Oliver,
my lifetime.
Madison are not letting you do that either. You kids are listening. It's okay to say no. Boundaries.
All right. We're going to roll out of here. Yeah. Good show. Fun times, show. People. So go get some merch. Support us any way you can. You guys have been doing great. And I guess that's it. Just have a safe weekend. And we will be back at you on Monday. And then don't forget, Tuesday's the after party. People are still figuring that out, by the way.
Yeah. It's still the after party, new.
Yeah. And, you know, we don't really promote it hard on socials, but I guess we should start. People are finding out about that as well. So basically, Molly and I are on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday. That's a whole lot. And Thursday, we just cuddle. We're cuddlers.
Swaddle up and watch bad television and eat food. Talk about food.
All right. We'll see you on Monday. Have a safe day and do yourself good.
The peanut butter on your thighs so everyone will know.